Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the six man bringing the sound with all the dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom bap. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. While you listen, cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
Chump Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize, I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the... Chump Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize, I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, for the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game causes pain, he's a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget to set Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one brings forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And for the people, sing it. Can he come out and slam a jam? I'm his number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Stringer, Doc, no Dinky, and Hot Dog, no. That I'm a man that was born to have a mic on next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme. That'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on St. James between Gates and Green. Always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's mellow. Cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and plus naked. So we owe them, so pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. So just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And party people in the house sing it. Good looking, G. Spring a hot dog, Doc, no, but F, love, but Dinky. Fish and chips with the hippie, hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity, Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, my homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Ow. And oh, yeah, sing.
Hey, you. Don't touch that dial.
Shit, y'all. That's all I know how to make, man. I can't you with it. You, I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Respect to them, though. I'm too old to do it. My bones hurt. Super, yeah. Everybody got a motive, some will never be king. Boss or God, they pawns and they know it. They only take one step, they ain't fully advanced. They kill you on a slant, jump at any chance. And then there's rook niggas, rook niggas, look niggas. Slide through with the beef for the shook niggas. They ain't as ill as the knife, murder game tight. Send niggas to hell, I guarantee hell. And just to show y'all crime paid, you got the bishop looking at these niggas sideways. And he the closest to the king and of course the queen. She hits you from every angle, she's enforcer mean. I said all that to say this, I see how you move. And you move like a piece on a chessboard. So fuck it, I ain't stressed. Scared or even concerned about my next war, I move them, all of them. Can't be a crime, cause the people disappoint you every time. They my people. What the fuck is wrong with people? Can't live with them, can't live without them. You my people. Damn, I thought you was my people. Equals, but you a window, nigga, see through.
Let's go.
What the fuck is wrong with people? Can't live with them, can't live without them. You my people. Damn, I thought you was my people. Equals, but you a window, nigga, see through. Check, look, pawns are expendable pieces, so don't get it fucked up like you don't know what a beef is. Have your ass strung out where beach is, but not sunbathing. I'm talking West Craven. Pardon me if I'm a bit brazen, but I ain't with the suspense and the cliffhanger. People change, but ain't shit changing. Amazing, subliminal, gay shit, girl shit, hatred. If it's drama, let me know. I go put on the show. Six men and this bitch, niggas start swinging. These niggas shooting, playing white ops on they PS4. Good Jesus Lord. I try to figure it out, I guess he just bored. He mad cause we cracking and we just tore. I don't care about his money or where he fuck whore. But he know what I cop before I leave the store. That's what the heat is for, so I release four. Be on the highway before he reached the floor. You know, what the fuck is wrong with people? Can't live with them, can't live without them. You my people. Damn, I thought you was my people. Equal, but you a window, nigga, see through.
Let's go.
What the fuck is wrong with people? Can't live with them, can't live without them. You my people.
My people.
Damn, I thought you was my people. Equal.
I figured it out. Look,
nice people, they get exploited by the shite people. I've seen it all before in like five sequels. It's hard to find other people that's my equal. Most of the people I know I'm seeing, they really see through. Selfish, evil, conniving, scheming. Demons, devils, liars, heathens. Is this really life or am I just dreaming? Kids getting murdered, raped and beaten. People, damn, what's wrong with the people? What's wrong with the folks? Y'all thinking it's jokes. Your best friend will cut you when you slip on your post. And all the time you was thinking you close. Watch the people, watch them. Try not to let them see you spot them. When they think you ain't looking, that's when you learn the most about them. Most people are dumb, but don't doubt them. Some are slick, so it'll be harder to out them. The people. What's wrong with people? Can't live with them, can't live without them. You my people. Damn, I thought you was my people. Equal. But you a window, nigga, see through.
Let's go.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Hey man, what you gonna do now?
Nigga, I don't know. But whatever I do, I got to make it to the clinic. 1, 2, 3.
You see my doctor, and he told me.
No limit like Silk the Shaka. I got 8 pounds to build my block up. It's like Jay-Z when he threw the rock up. We high, nigga. Premonition of a fly, nigga. You might die with the suicide door in your eye, nigga. Ride with a brother on fire. My click download like LimeWire. For that cream like Briars, I'm ready. A hot rap nigga for hire, I'm Reggie. Fud like the reggae. Club in the Rover. Swerving. Ride on the shoulder. Mommy said Reggie Prime, so I phoned her. House wipe the hoe, watch me transform her. Got my diploma, I'm dumb as shit. With a flow, I run this bitch. 88 hours.
And he told me,
check it out. other night, my man made a pussy do the hypey dance. She was rolling off E in a bike, get in at the Hotel W in my BM. I done hit the skin, so I kicked her out. Headed over to a party at my sister's house. Got drunk, got high, then I took a piss. I'm like, oh shit. Knowing that it's syphilis, I got scurry. Cause every pee drop was hotter than curry. I worry, I won't find this chick in a hurry to hit a monkey ass with the Ali flurry air jersey. That bitch broke me off proper, burnt me and then disappeared like Hoffa. Cool Mo D told me go see the doctor. Now I'm in the office screaming like Alpha.
I went to see my doctor, yeah. And he told me.
Spoke to the clerk.
What's the problem?
When I pee, it'll hurt. I fell victim to a freak in a skirt. Like Adam was fooled by Eve and it worked. I know I got burnt, but help me, MG. And turn me back into a healthy MC. Irie, all in my blunt and pipe. I'ma throw a rubber on when I fuck the night. Believe that.
You see my doctor, yeah. And he told me.
This song is dedicated to the most beautiful woman on the planet Earth. That'd be my mother, Maria Cartagena.
Hey yo, she's the best sister, one man lover. If she died, a tombstone would read the world's greatest mother. August 19th, she birthed me. I came out, put her through hell, but still in awe, she couldn't help but smile. I resemble my mama to be truthful, and I ain't gotta describe her, you know she's beautiful. Shit, I always loved my mama. Blow holes through a nigga if he touched my mama. You did whatever it took to keep the supper hot. And I remember when you worked at the number spot. Once the cops caught you, I skipped school. Got money for my abuelito and I took you some food. Yeah, I guess the cops was cool, they let me feed you. I cried for hours till they finally freed you. Dropped to my knees and screamed, mama, we need you. Then you went back to school and got a job that's legal. Maria.
Yeah, mommy, I love you so much. For this pain, this love, been through so much, and I thank you for everything you've done for us. You've been a survivor, and we love you so much. I had to dedicate this song to you, mommy. Had to tell the world how much I love you. Yo, yo, I'll never forget the night that changed our life. Her neighbor was screaming, Maria, run, come outside. Something's wrong with your son, I think he's getting high. Then you replied, not my son, he don't be getting high. Then you bathed him and tucked him to sleep. Yeah, I knew from that day life wouldn't be sweet. He got in trouble with the Lord and you bailed him out. I got in trouble with the Lord and you bailed me out. It was one July the 4th, they tried to take me out. Shot me right in front of my mother by Tracy's house. Now it's time to change my life, I think rap's the answer. Same day I got signed, you was diagnosed with cancer. Doctor said it'd be a miracle if you survived. Then you looked in my eyes and said, Joey, I don't wanna die. I pray to God that he show us a sign. Now it's 14 years later and you still alive. Thank you, God. God, I thank you so much. My mother had so much to see, so much to do. She's had such a painful life. Many nights I argue with you in my prayers, but I know you the boss. You kept her alive for a reason. Mama, I'ma ride for you.
Again, I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monstrous, a funk flow, someone's talking junk. Yeah, I'll bust them in the eye, and then I'll take the punks out. Feeling funky, amps in the trunk. And I got more rhymes than the cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill, plus my mom and my pop. I can't make it down, I can't make it down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
Jump, 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 jump.
If your girl steps up, I'm smacking the hoe. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got songs. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle, bring a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
Jump.
Listen to the sound that pounds, I jump around. I'm no clown, I get down to the funk. Listen to the wig out and step to the rear, dear, cause I'm here. The P to the E to the T, E rockin'. The runs in your stockin', so hun, put the lockin'. Chillin' with the house of pain, blood stains the ground. I jump around. I'm the cream of the crop, I rise to the top. I never eat a pig, cause a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tryna play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk bitch. Get used to one style, yo, when I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I can't make it down, I can't make it down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
Check it out.
Hey, yo, 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 what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Drazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And, yo, right about now, I'm holding it down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You already know that's that real hip-hop. Bam! Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how we do. Crazy Drazy.
Yes. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. Along with my lovely co host, Nadine Michelle.
Yeah. What up, Seed?
What's good, Nate?
Chilling, chilling, man. Just, you know, coming off a rough week, but I'm here on the radio now. My favorite place to be on Saturday night on Six Man Radio. Yep.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Six Man, yeah, it's been a crazy week. It's been a crazy month already.
Yeah, it's true.
Shit.
True indeed.
I can't call it. Shout to last week, man. I'm glad you finished. No, we're looking forward to your cousin that should be here in 2 days.
Oh, man.
Shout to them, you know,
man,
shout to you, man. Well, I ain't really get to chop it up with you this week.
I know. Yeah. I was just saying to myself, I'm like, damn, I ain't speak to Seed all week.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy, but, you know, we here.
Yeah, well, next week is Thanksgiving, but... Better than that, we got another awesome show for them tonight.
Yeah. Yo, real talk, tonight we got Bang Smurf on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of y'all might be familiar with Bang Smurf. He's going to get y'all familiar. He's signed to Coke Boys now. Coke Boys, MMG, Maybach Music Group, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. He called us up from Trinidad. We recorded it, so we're going to play that interview a little bit later. Well, in a little while.
We should discuss why he's over there too, like, why is he calling from Trinidad and Tobago?
We'll get into that. A lot of y'all, there's affiliation. How y'all know of him is he was fucking with 50 Cent. He was with 50 Cent's muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Back in when 50 first popped. So, you're gonna wanna check this interview out. You know, he's doing bigger and better things now. So we're gonna find out what he's getting into now. You know what I'm saying? But
yes,
also later on in the show, a very special guest, you know, I'm very proud to call her my sister, you know what I'm saying? Sarah Connor. She's a beast. Sarah Connor is calling up, man. She's
a battle champ.
Yeah, female battle champ, man.
Mm-hmm.
She's CEO of Bras and Bra Straps.
Right.
Bars and Bra Straps.
Yes. Bras and Bra Straps.
Shit.
CEO of it. Was a crew of a female collective that could just spit and battle. Not a lot of... women can say that, like you weren't saying that about women back in the day,
female battle MCs.
But there's a crew of them out there, and she is one of the champions of it. She'll be on tonight to discuss that.
Yeah. And basically for y'all that don't understand what Nate mean when she's saying that, like the battle, think the smack battle.
Mm-hmm.
Think smack battles and the grind time battles and stuff like that. She's got bars and bra straps, which is designed for ladies that like to bite niggas' heads off on the mic. Well, not niggas, but other chicks. You know what I'm saying? It's the league.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, y'all might want to check this out. It's real interesting. And you know, we'll go online, check them out too. But we're going to get all that when we talk to her later.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be a dope interview. Tune in for that.
Yes,
other love. Than that, what else is going on? Oh,
man. Let me think. What is going on? Not really too much on the music front, but I'd like to let y'all know, too, that, you know, Six Man Radio is also... a label too, Six Man Entertainment, and on November 5th we dropped my artist XL the Kid. We dropped his mixtape Cell Therapy. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all go check that out. It's the number one viral download right now, y'all, on
thatcrack.com.
Shout out to DJ B. Shout out to my nigga XL the Kid. Six Man, we coming for ya. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on the music side, that's what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Well, what else was happening? What's
I think, you know, I think that it was an album dropped by the Duck Down label, Mike Tyson.
Hell yeah.
Price
that's
dropped.
Right.
That's
right.
Fire as well.
We trying to get
him
on the show. Wait,
yeah.
yo. Just to let y'all know, we not bullshit. Like, I've had dialogue with him on Twitter. Like, we've had dialogue. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm trying to get him on the show. Yo, Sean Price, yo, we trying to get him on the show. We big fans, B.
I mean, he's done tremendous amount of work. I mean, he's part of Random Acts, like, just Monkey Bars. Superstar Kimbo Price. I mean, we are not just fans, but like, you're a beast. And not only that, he's like one of the best MCs out right now on the low. You know what I mean? And it should be on the low, but he's bubbling really up to the surface. Kind of like, you know, remember when like Ghostface kind of broke out and he was like a I can't explain it, but he's got this following that's ridiculous, and it's mostly white people.
I said it.
It's them. They love him.
Yeah. White people like rap too.
He had to screen them niggas at a concert one time on a dare. Like he didn't think like they were gonna do it, and they did it. So Sean Price, we're asking you, please grace us with an interview, definitely. We've had your brothers on the show, so.
Yeah. We had Buckshot on, and we had Smith & Wesson on.
That's right.
Shout out to them, you know, definitely good dudes and all that. But, you know, Six Man Radio, man, we back. And I want to give a shout out to the rest of the hosts on Six Man Radio. You know what I'm saying? I got to give a shout out definitely to GMS. MCMI Radio, him and Blitz Krieg, you know, they come on every Friday. We got Cobra with Woodshop Radio, shout to her every Thursday, Wednesday. Shout to Princess Jazzy with that Tell All Radio. You know,
that's
for the single mothers. You know, shout to her. You know, and Tuesdays we got PD Radio with Miss Tammy and my nigga Black, yo.
Killing it, Black District.
But, yo, we also got... Wait, you ain't getting off the hook, man. stop. Like, just trying to play the back. We got Nadine Michelle with Bodega Fresh.
That's right. Every other Sunday.
She won't be on this Sunday, but she will be on next Sunday. So y'all make sure y'all check her out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got Larry Jones on the deck for that. So y'all definitely.
A word? Business for next Sunday?
Yep.
Uh-oh. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Y'all check out Larry Jones. All right. So you know what? We gonna get into a little bit more music, and then we gonna just go into the randomly go into the Bang & Smurf interview, because you know y'all need to check this out. Y'all need to sit back, roll up, do what you do, sip on your sip, do what you gotta do while y'all getting ready to go out. You know, charge your phones up, because you know you out, you going now, you going to the club, you gotta get your numbers and all that. Whoa. It ain't even necessarily numbers for things you trying to beat. Y'all need to be out there getting numbers, networking, connecting, getting some fucking money. So charge your phones up, make sure y'all doing that. We're gonna play the soundtrack for y'all getting it right for tonight.
That's right.
That's what we gonna do, because that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Also, shout to Timmy Guns. Shout to C-Staff, who hooked up the interview, you know, with Bang & Smurf. You know, got Bang & Smurf.
Consistently on the grind, C-Staff.
Yes, Lord. I ain't see a nigga work as hard as him.
He's working 24 hours. I think I get texts from him like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
C-Style.
It'd be like 6 in the 3 in the morning. C-Style sent a text like, yo.
Call this number. You want so-and-so, get this right here. C-Style, you'll be C-Style.
He'd be like, yo, call this number. You can get Jesus on next week. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to C-Style, man. Shout out to C-Style.
Busting out the grind.
Word up. Shout out to my nigga Timmy Guns, too, man. Word up, yo. I got two words for you, Timmy Guns. Rocky Dennis, my nigga. Rocky Dennis. That's it, nigga. That's
what
it.
The hell?
Y'all gonna know what I talk about when I say Rocky Dennis in a little while. Y'all gonna already know that. But
let's get
into some music. We did enough talking. Jay-Z, R. Kelly, Big Chips.
We off in Vegas drinking and partying. We got chicks in swimsuits, mocked to men. Wearing them twin stretch Maybachs, dipping low. The way the wrist shine is so magical. You know them boys got the clubs out of control. Look up what you heard is Kells and hoes. With a second coming, the best of both. In the first week, I predict a million souls. We talking
big chips.
Off in Vegas drinking and partying. We got chicks in swimsuits, mocked to men. Wearing them twin stretch Maybachs, dipping low. The way the wrist shine is so magical. You know them boys got the clubs out of control. Look up what you heard is Kells and hoes. With a second coming, the best of both. In the first week I predict a million souls. We talking
big chips, big trips to Vegas, nigga. Big cribs in the whips, spacious. Any day they could dig your great shit. Inspiration, dig. No reward, that's the risk is taken. In which case, you niggas wouldn't want to switch places. I, on the other hand, relish the situation. Thank the Lord for the gift of gracious. I went overboard, look at this big bracelet. I overhauled it, you wouldn't recognize it. From the time that I bought it, I just replaced it. I risk cases for shit like this. Nigga, I pray for some shit like this. Word to my uncle Bray, who gave his life for some shit like this. Mind you rolling, I'm as real as a kid.
Big chips, woo. We off in Vegas drinking and partying. We got chicks in swimsuits, mocked to men. Wearing them twin stretch Maybachs, dipping low. The way the wrist shine is so magical. You know them boys got the clubs out of control. Look up what you heard is Kells and hoes. With a second coming, the best of both. In the first week, I predict a million souls. We talking big chips, woo. I can't take this. The way you move your ass slow like nature. You make me want to toss chips in Vegas. Before I toss chips first, get naked. I can't fake it.
No.
Girl, you got the club shut down when you're freaking.
Oh.
Superstar, honey, so mean and vicious.
What?
Got a lot in common, I'm so mean and vicious. This chicken land platinum eggs farmer. So go low, mama, give it a go. As I punch 170 on stretch roll. Must turn up the radio. Girl, you're so good, I'm swerving like whoa, whoa. Uh-oh, uh-oh, oh. To the stretch, out the stretch, to the hotel, into the hotel suite. Chip, woo. We off in Vegas drinking and partying. We got chicks in swimsuits, mocked to men. Wearing them twin stretch Maybachs, dipping low. The way the wrist shine is so magical. You know them boys got the clubs out of control. Look up what you heard is Kells and hoes. With a second coming, the best of both.
In
the first
baby.
Week, I predict them.
From my brain just like a rifle, stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split, play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit, verbal assassin, my architect pleases, when I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus, Nasty Knives is a rebel to America, police murderer, I'm causing hysteria, my troops roll up with a strange force, I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. My brain just like a rifle, stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split, play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit, verbal assassin, my architect pleases, when I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus, Nasty Knives is a rebel to America, police murderer, I'm causing hysteria, my troops roll up with a strange force, I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnap the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, I'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is dropped, my raps are toxic. My voice box locks and excels
like
a rocket. When I grip the mic, I show no mercy. I got heart, I rip the party apart from the scenes and hem them up like bell-bottom jeans. But you get done, you get blues like 501. Brothers alive, but I bet you I'm live, son. So let me get upon the scene and redeem the dream of a team and knock them out like Mitch Green. Smoke some time, we flow at a high speed. Rap on, off break, starting like North Lake. Cause I'm living larger than the founders of Fenty and Asiatic brothers that many rappers envy. So round up your crew and entourage and let the guard merciful just take charge. When it comes to a showdown, huff and puff, but the ox won't get blown down. Cause I come strong, laughing come at all and I'll be ready. That's what separates me from the petty. If these gas themselves by drinking too much Getty and get torn the fuck up like confetti. I'm rich and thick and lyricistic and Jemima. It doesn't take Keenan and Ivy Wayne to know that I'ma get your sucker if you bite like a piranha. So say them preschool rhymes where the kids are Wonderama. Point blank, period, with no comma. Rhymes so dangerous, call for the homicide. Cause I knock them dead even when I'm at my work. The only truth that lies ahead of them is the light from the hearse. Got game like a crackhead, but don't be misled. I keep rappers on lock like a dread. Knocks in the head from the words that I said. To get a shovel and dig your grave, cause the shit you talk is dead.
Return of the Hellboys, nigga. It's like the movie, bitch. Flip mode. Yeah, cause we don't. I don't give a flying fuck, bitch. Show money.
You know that I don't give two fucks about too much. I give niggas the finger and tuck the deuce up. I ain't the average fly nigga that's used to. My neck stoned up like it be staring at Medusa. And I wear it anywhere that I feel like. Ain't no praise in Brook that I don't feel right. Yeah, they know them gang niggas is real right. And at the end of the night, nigga, we just don't. I'm about to all your own roads. I got a gang filled with a slew of carnivores. Fuckers on the mind of yours. We dealing with enough bullshit of my own. I ain't got time for yours. Just trying to score, frying the roll, whipping 10. You got what you need, nigga, come get a grin. You got money too? Yeah, I'm with you, man. But if it ain't about that, nigga, we just don't. Nah, nigga, we just don't. Nigga, we just don't. Nigga, we just don't.
I hook up shit, call me the mini-man. Silly man, get ran over by minivan. I film bitches with a mini-cam. Sure they wanna keep it private, but I really don't. Look, I gotta do it, don't push me. Violate bitch, a YouTube pussy. I don't really wanna have to do it, but I kill your man. Disrespecting my set because I don't give a damn. Bitch, nigga, just you know I got a different plan. And that's to be the first nigga to hold a billion. While I jump back and pop off, I look the most of you funny, y'all remind me of knockoff. Clap on, clap off, shut them down after two cups. You yak, skibbity boop bop beep. You yapping too much, relax.
Shush, nigga, you still talking?
Man,
shut the fuck up, nigga. You see I don't. Nigga, you see I don't. Chill, nigga, you see I don't.
Real talk, I really don't. Nah, a lot of cats act like they will, but really won't. Anytime the Zill gave his word, he made it pop like applying pressure to a balloon with an Izzy Ox. My box cutter might never cut up a box, but if a nigga front, I put it to use to cut up his notch. slit you niggas' face with the stainless. Now you down with buck 50 entertainment. Plus I scrape my gym stars against the pavement. So when it scratch your man, the skin keloid, nigga. Chain look ridiculous, cause I'm a D-boy, nigga. And the pinky gotta glow like it's Leroy, nigga. Haha. Do I run with them fathers? Show enough. We don't break them, but we still B-boys, nigga. Look down at my waist and I'm lifting the chrome up. Call your man, call a jig, so what, motherfucker?
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, Seed? What's going down today?
We're chilling, man. We're chilling. On the line. On the line, we got special guests. A lot of y'all from the streets, you already know what it is. If you follow hip hop, you already know what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to present to y'all from Southside Jamaica, Queens, Bangham Smurf. What's good, bro?
Yeah, what's poppin'? How what it look like, man? Feed the wolves. Huh?
Welcome to the show, man.
Huh? Yeah, man. Yo, it's an honor having
say
you
that,
on.
Say that again. What you said?
I said, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling us.
Oh, okay. No doubt. Anytime, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, I want to start from the beginning because it's an honor having you on. I've been watching you and Domination for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Free
Domo. Yo, the material was always crazy. It was always definitely the street shit that we need. You know, I want to take it from the beginning where y'all started. And the whole 50 situation, like, how did y'all actually link with him? Did y'all grow up together. Y'all was all making music together. It was a collective before it became quote unquote G Unit, like the conglomerate.
Get on the roller. Nah, man, we all grew up in the same hood together. We all from the same neighborhood. We from Jamaica, Queens, York. 1-3-4 God, bro. We all grew up together. I mean, we knew each other before that G Unit shit. The G Unit shit really started. That's when 58 got shot up. And because you know he was signed to Columbia for doing the solo thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But after he got hit up, you know what I mean? He needed like a team around him, you know what I mean? Some loyal niggas and shit. So that's how the whole G Unit shit started and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, he was always a big homie from the hood.
Yeah, yeah. So y'all was.
Yeah, Donald been my little homie forever. Like, cause you know I met Donald through Freaky Ty. Rest in peace. That's Domination, big cousin of Freaky Ty. I was his man at the time. So I mean, Domination through him. So we all from the, you know.
Oh,
yeah. Shout to Domo, man. Cause
yeah,
no,
Freak
man,
Domination, man. He's fighting the manslaughter right now, man.
Oh man. The nigga get busy.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know. Go check out
Google
that pimp. Google it. Do whatever you gotta do. But look,
Domination, Daniel Smurf, man. Free right. Domo all day, man. Feed the Wolves Entertainment, man.
That's right. Now I wanna progress. I wanna move forward. Now what actually happened? What happened with that situation with Fifth, because I know you had got locked up. You was locked up.
What situation is that?
Well, you were no longer with G Unit Records. Well, you wasn't. After a while, we wasn't seeing you.
Man.
I didn't see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, though, man. I parted ways, man.
A lot of funny shit was going on
behind the scenes, you know what I mean? So, you know. A lot of politics and shit like at the time. You know, G-Unit took off like, that shit was crazy, man. Like, man, that shit took off so fast and got so big so fast. Like, it was mad different ears and different niggas.
Yeah.
It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's when I started working on Domination, you know what I mean? So,
when
I got locked up, niggas left me and shit. That shit is a whole long story, man. That shit is old in New York.
That's why we taking this one. We was taking it from the beginning. We going from there. We gonna go through the whole thing, and then we gonna come to the present. That's cool.
Yeah, cause no question. Cause you know, I don't really dwell on that shit no more, man. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody,
and we know and respect that. The fans also, they want to know what happened as well as we move forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shout to that. You know what I'm saying? We respect that. Shout to that. Nay?
Definitely. Yeah. So you're no longer with G-Unit. Everyone knows this. But let's talk about what you're doing now. You're with Coke Boys, and you're doing stuff with that, and you're putting out music.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
How did that come about, and when did you start working with the Coke Boys?
Shout to
them. Well, actually, French, shout out to French Montana, man. That's my homie before this, like, kind of this rap shit. I knew French for like 11 years, you know what I mean? When he was running around doing the DVD and shit, I did one of his first interviews for him, one of his Cocaine City DVD interview, DVD and shit. So we had a relationship from there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
That's before he even got on. You know what I mean? He was just doing the DVD thing. You know what I mean? And homie got in position, like, and he came to Trinity and checked for me. Like, I'm in Trinidad right now. I got deported and all that. You feel me? So all this I'm handling, I'm doing all this internationally, you dig? You know what I mean? My situation is similar to Sean's situation, you dig?
Yeah.
Shout to him.
You know what I mean? So like, he came to Trinidad and checked me. You know what I mean? Cause man, I ain't really no rap nigga. I'm in the streets, nigga, man. Like I'm in the field. You know what I mean? But that's why I got deported, and I just really took this music shit seriously. I dropped the mixtape just one dab this. That shit did numbers. You know what I mean? Blacklisted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got Ross on the intro of that. I got Mass Pipe Mavs on that. I got Lazy Bone on that. You know what I mean? Domination on that, Dice on that.
You fucking with production, on production?
The Chemist Production. That's Cali team right there.
Yeah.
We left to lead the best team right there. Shout out to the Chemist Production. I got my dude, Kurt Stock. He's from London. I got this dude named Alexander Heckel. He's from Germany. I got my boy, who else I got on there? I got Seth the producer on there. I got some nice names on there, man.
You said Seth the producer?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I be seeing him on Twitter. He's doing his thing, man. Shout out to him.
Yeah, he got some hot beats.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm out here. We working, man. I'm just grinding, man. I'm in the field. We doing movies. That's what I'm really focused on. I'm working on right now. Shout out my homie Nico and my homie Benny Boone. We finna do some things, man. So that's what I'm really focused on right now. Yeah, a movie called The 14.
I could tell that, you know, the Coke Boy situation really worked in your favor. I mean, for him to come down to Trinidad and Tobago and check for you, that's dope. And I recently seen that you had it tatted right under your eye.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, these guys really definitely came through for you. How did that make you feel?
Yeah.
Like, when you did get supported, did you feel like, these niggas ain't come to check for me or nothing? I know it already. So what were you thinking?
Yeah, I felt like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really ask for handouts or nothing. I do me, like, because it don't matter where you at. Like, a real G gonna shake out wherever he at him. Make the best of the situation. So, you know, I just had to learn the place. But it is what it is, man. A lot of dudes is phony, though, man. There's some real G's left out there, man. French is one of them. I mean, came to the bottom, man. No security. All these Jews. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what it is, man. Yeah, shout out to French too, man. Yeah, shout out to French and Chinks. I'm about to drop my single with Chinks. Chinks, Drugs, and Torch. I got this crazy record I'm about to release with them. You know what?
When it coming out?
I don't know. I might drop it on when the ball drop, you heard? I'm just laying up chilling right now, getting my body right.
Yeah.
Take over next year, you heard?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, man.
I'm gonna let go of my militant shit.
Yeah, man. Nah, it sounds like it's crazy. It sounds like it's gonna be crazy. God bless you. And everything that you got, word up. You got any music? Anything new?
Yeah,
you
of course.
Know?
We got music, yeah.
Man, send that through. We need that. We don't want that. We need that. You feel me? Word up.
Question.
But look. Before we let you go, though, we can't let you off the hook. All our guests, all of them, we ask them the same question. It's your top three MCs all time. Top three groups all
top
time.
Top three all time?
Yeah, and top three. Top three producers of all time. So them three categories.
That's hard. Top three artists, I'd say Pac, Jay, and Biz.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's all time producers. That's hard too, cause you got Premier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got Dre. You know what I mean? And you got a lot of dudes, man. Oh, man, you got that,
one more.
Jahlil and Lex Luger, them two new boys killing the game right now.
Yeah. All right. So your top three groups all time.
Oh, man, you know, gotta be the Lost Group.
Yeah.
One of them, rest in peace, 50 Ti, Wu-Tang and Onyx.
Yeah,
you know what man? NWA, but, you know what I mean? I'm going for East Coast boys, you dig?
Yeah. Keep it home.
NWA up there too, but it won't be in my list, you heard?
Yeah.
That's the best group. Let's go.
All right. You heard it here first. Smurf, man. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
You already know, man. Like, watch out for these movies, man. I'm about to drop mad movies, man. First one coming is The Portuguese, man. Like, we doing this out here in Trinidad, man. It's going to be crazy, man. So make sure they check out. Check for those things, man.
There it is. And, yo, don't hang up because I want to get a drop from you real quick, too, bro. All right,
my dude. Yeah.
All right. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back.
Conference muted.
Don't rock ice with Jewel. Still, don't eat food with you sell.
life. We see fools and cool sales, news flash. Pay your dues and cool gas. Splash, fuck who's live and who's ass. Yeah, we spit bars of pure hair. Yeah, we spit bars of pure hair.
Gene Gray, nigga, chop your throat, switch your pitch up. I'll roll by close, so take your man, snatch your bitch up. Yakuza's a hit, motherfuckers, it's a sticker. Then leave niggas buffing the rain with they dicker. Fuck it, the cash phrase, roll the cash page. Smoke from ashtrays, hope for last days. Choke you with rope chain, slice the sharp blade. The fuck, no strings, no exchange, last name. I live a lush life, shop drinking with a knife. Catch me at the bar, sloppy drunk on all nights. Tongue ain't spit precise, hot game with no dice. Stay chillin' plain while these hoes low for ice. Low price chicks, price dick, gripping chicks, price. Gotta call the Lord for him, bring the sword for him, slice twice. One through the heart, one through the brain. One strictly for the pleasure, one for pain. Remain on top, I'm like a smack vein on top. Drug is rhyme, watch the way I'm doing these lines. Who does crime, whose bloody hands keep mine clean. Play the back, rather be the brain, plotting the scheme. Drop your team 6 feet in the ground. You get an ambush. Gorillas attack from Japan to Flatbush. Worldwide, hotter than the drug your man push. Newsflash, nigga, fuck another damn hoe.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy XL. You're now rocking with Six Man Radio, home on dope contemporary hip hop and R&B. You already know my homie Bad C, Six Man all day.
Yo, Devon, it's for you, son. Check it.
Yeah. Criminology, yes. This should be played at high volume.
Money change your situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from Rick.
Yo, 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 yo,
funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from Rick to Kingston. My kingdom, major kingdom, one run. To understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing test me, run to me gun. Y'all take a threat to me new. This way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you want ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gon' scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one.
kiss. Just a simple song, and some don't know what they had till it's gone. Now, even when you're gone, you can still be reborn. And from the night can arrive the sweet dawn. Now, some might listen and some might shine. And some may think that they reach perfection. If you look closely, you'll see what you've become. Cause you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio.
The home of adult contemporary hip hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man Radio. The home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. Nadine,
that's me. You know who it is. But Nadine, we got crazy, crazy, phenomenal MC on the line. This is your Keep Your Eyes Open segment, and remain open, because he is killing the game. I think, like, from what I can see and what she's done, she is, like, one of the truest grindingest females I've ever seen do it. So, introduce her, see. You go ahead and introduce her.
Not to mention, y'all, this is like, family. Like, I go back with her since, like, Moses and Jesus was turning water to wine and stuff like right. that, like for real. Yo, and on the battle scene, you know who she is. She bit off quite a few faces in her time. Ladies right. and gentlemen, Sarah Connor. What's up, sis?
That's the damn, I want to scream.
Intro ever. Like, love that shit.
Word up, it's real. It's real. It's really, really real. First
thank
off, I want to say. As well. First off, I want to say I'm proud of you. You know.
Don't get me all emotional on the phone now.
Nah, come on, man. It's real. This is all real shit because, you know, we go back to 307.
Oh,
and 307 Clinton. Put it in the air for 307.
Word up.
Right? You know what I'm saying? And to see where you come from there, I'm very, very proud of you, y'all.
Thank you.
No doubt. And you was always a beast on the mic. But when did, and I remember when I heard when I ran into PH, and this was before I had spoke to you for a while, PH told me, he was like, yo, you know, she's doing the battle thing real hard. Like, she's in there. She's in the grind time joint. So, and I was like, what the fuck out of here? So then I started
looking
actually,
he
it
was
up.
Running it at the time.
Right. Right, absolutely. What made you jump into that? Was it the fans pushing you in that, or was it something that you just wanted to do?
It was funny because I was doing Fight Club, right, and I was winning. Yeah. I wasn't losing. I was battling guys. Yeah. They just couldn't find no girls at all. And if they did find one, come that Monday, because y'all know how Fight Club was. They did Fridays for people they wanted to pick, and then like
right.
Monday is when they filmed, and you was, you know, battling. Every time that Monday came, there was no chicks, and they kept feeling
right.
bad because they were like, damn, Sarah, we trying. So that happened for about 5 years. And then,
wow.
Yeah, like for a long time, Iron would show up to Fight Club and tell a whole line of MCs, you're going to lose against her. I guarantee it.
Shout out to Iron Solomon. Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to my brother Iron. And after some time, I just started noticing, like, wow, there really isn't no female MCs trying to battle or really, like, if your name wasn't Luck or Remy or, you know, and at some point Luck and Reese would battle, but that was, like, pretty much it. So when Pumpkinhead actually told me about, well, actually KM and Direct, the former CEO of Grind Time, hit me up. and he was trying to find me for a minute because he asked, shout out to Cortez from Murder Ave, he had asked Cortez who was the best female battle rap wise, and Cortez was like, there's only one. She is Sarah. So they asked me to do a battle, but it was already a long time since I was really battling, but Pumpkinhead had ran the division at the time, and you know, it's PH, nigga. I ain't gonna tell my brother no. That's like if you ask me tomorrow, like, yo, come to the block. You know what I mean? So I told him, yeah. And it was the first time, really, actually it was the second time, because the first time I battled a chick was in Fight Club, and it was Hershey and shit. But it was, like, really the first time in about years that I can say I battled with a chick. So I ended up battling Young Goddess. Shout out to her, because she became one of the biggest battle rappers of all time right now. And after I battled her, I just realized, like, if I don't battle or continue to keep battling these girls and then have them battle each other, we're going to end up being stuck again.
Right.
So that's pretty much what I did. I would battle, then bring them into Grind Time and have them battle. Whoever I would battle, I would make them battle each other. You know what I mean? And so we started getting a heavy flow of females that started coming out the woodwork. And I just started booking battles from there and playing the background. And, you know, when PH left, Penn took over. You know, our brother Penn.
Right.
He took over, and I just helped him, executive assistant, just the whole movement of, as far as the New York battle scene and division go with him. And, you know, their Smack is back. I was Smack, been out for like a year and a half. But we're with Smack now. We left Grind Time. So, yeah, now we're with Smack. So, yeah, man, that's what happened, man. I just battled and realized you got to keep. There's only one person that could have kept that going for a little bit, and that was me and the young lady that battled in years after that recent and luck battle. So
that's
how I got in it. But I was always doing it, like C said. You know what I mean? I was always on the block getting in some trouble, trying to make sure they don't beat nobody else because my mouth was fresh.
That is crazy. I mean, because I find that there are not too many female MCs that will battle, so that's a rare gift to have. And it's not going to be a very large group of females that can actually get out there and battle.
Actually,
don't have that
actually.
Anymore.
No, mama, everything changed now. It's
get out of here, school me.
It's a floodgate.
It's a floodgate now.
I
need to come the end
now.
Of the week.
It's a floodgate now because I was booking the battles, and as I was booking the battles, shout out to my boy Vague, Debo, and Babs Bunny. Y'all know Babs, she was with the whole making of the band.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, before Babs came in the picture, my boy Debo and Vague started an all-female battle league. And they were the first female battle league. And now I came along with Bars and Broadstraps, which is more like a booking agency / battle league that only does seasonal. You know what I mean? But yeah, there's a ton of them now, mama.
This is your personal group, the Bars and Broadstraps.
Bars and Broadstraps is mine. Queen of the Ring is really on Babs and them, but that's family too. So it's kind of like all the same thing. You know what I mean? We're all fam, and we all throwing female events.
Yo, I need to be put on. I'm so glad you're on the phone now because I did not have any clue to that. I mean, I knew about you. I'm good peoples with Penn, and he's always bigging you up all the time, you know.
That's
so
me.
Yeah, and I was like, what? He was like, yo, she's holding it down. Yo, she's running this shit with me. I'm like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I run it with him. Right, because it's like it's the male point of view and the female point of view. So
right.
What I would do is every time him or PH did something with the guys, I try to implement the same thing with the girls. So it was always an even playing field in battle rap because it was never even.
Right.
But it's still kind of, we're still working on some things now because now you have Queen of the Ring, which is the name of the first female battle league with Babs in them, and you have mine, and there's a ton of girls, you know, so it's just a matter of evening out completely, you know, because it's saturated with men.
Right.
Not saying the men are back. I mean, the men are doing a wonderful job. But now the girls are getting ready. There's a lot of girls that can step in the ring with a lot of these top dudes now because they earn that right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we couldn't say that a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
not
a couple
even
of years
3 years. 3, 4, 5 years, 7, 6.
Exactly. So So do you feel like there's a shift, like, from your point of view, you feel like there's a shift in all that talking about old female MCs can't catch a break and all that stuff? Do you feel that way about the industry, or from where you're standing, what do you see? How do you feel?
I'm glad you asked that question. I really rarely get asked that. From right now, from where my standpoint is and what I've been seeing and observing and learning, I can say that the battle rap community became its own industry. And the music industry is just always going to be the music industry. But the battle rap industry, it's its own industry now. I mean, I'm talking about, I'm going to be honest, I have to big up Smack, because this summer he did that event at Webster Hall with Iron Solomon versus Mook and Ceres Jones versus Charlie Clip. They had a lot of the greats come back, Loaded Lux, and now Loaded Lux is in everything you can possibly see him in for his battle. And it was sold out. 3,000 people. Busta was there, Diddy was there, Lloyd Banks was there. Like, these people came and showed up to watch the males get it in. And I had goosebumps. I had never been in my whole life to a battle event that gave me goosebumps like that since Blaze Battles, when PH and C-Ray's Rolls and all them was going to Hammerstein Ballroom just to battle each other for Blaze Magazine.
Right.
You know what I mean? So this past summer, Smack really did a historical event, and it was crazy, and it gave me goosebumps, man. Like, I never felt that way. So we're in a different lane now than we were a few years ago, and the battle rap, I mean, we all know battle rap had a bad rap. Everybody's
right.
Like, oh, if you're a battle rapper, you ain't making no music, then they ain't gonna take you serious. Oh, battle rap, that's for the hood. Battle rap this,
right,
battle rap
right.
That. But now it's kind of like, I'm an advocate for it for a number of reasons. Number one, there's young people that are involved in battle rap, and number two, you can't say that anymore. Like, there's just way too much going on in the battle rap world for anybody to continue to do that. So I switched the motto up, and every time somebody tries to get into that music versus battle debate, I'm like, stop saying battle rappers can't make music, because what you're really saying is people that make music refuse to battle rap or don't know how to.
Yeah.
And you know
don't
what?
Know
it's,
how
funny,
to.
It's funny you say that, because I was just going to ask you, are you making any music anymore? Like, are you still making records?
Yeah, it's funny because me and Penn, I think PH too. Like, no, PH is more active. But it consumed our lives, myself and Penn. I can speak for him too, but he just told me the other day, he's going on tour again, and he just finished recording. Like, it consumes our lives, because it's like taking care of over 100 rappers that you know need battles, that you know you have to put on stage, you know, and you have to keep up with things every single day. So it did consume our lives, but now, and I feel like now is a better time because, and not so much for Penn, because Penn's always made music. He's always been a dope underground icon, right along with PH and everybody. So me being, and Seed can definitely co-sign this, out of all of my friends, I've never put out an album. So for me, it's kind of, out of everyone, I put out mixtapes and stuff like that, but I've never really put out a real solid case album. So now that my buzz is a little different than it used to be, I feel like now is a great time to put something together. So I'm definitely, you know, going to be working on the music. I did freestyles here and there. You know how you do. Yeah, keep yourself fresh. I did freestyles in there, but I'm working on the album now. So it's more personal. So, yeah, but it does consume your life, man.
So, listen, before we let you go, just have a couple of questions for you. Let everybody know where to find you, what your Twitter is, where they can find your music. You have a lot of music, that's for certain, you know.
Yeah.
And so just let them know this.
Okay. Damn, where do I start? So many ways to find me.
I know. So first your Twitter.
The Twitter, of course, Sarah Kana, Sarakana on the Twitter. And on the Instagram, it's the same thing, except instead of putting it together, you put that little hyphen on the bottom.
Oh, the underscore.
underscore. My bad. You hear me? Hyphen. That's some real Puerto Rican shit. Put the underscore.
I'm looking
on the
you
bottom.
Up now, like underscore.
And so you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, same thing, under my name, Sarah Kana, Sarak. Everything is Sarah Kana. I try to make it as simple as possible.
Okay.
But also, on the website barsandbrastraps.com, which is with Z's, not the straps, of course, but a pen of bars and bra straps, Z's, and you could definitely find me and all the girls that either, all the battles I've either booked over the years and or my event that just happened on the 29th in June.
All right.
Damn, we missed
it. All right, all right. Well, look.
That's all right. The next one's coming up in December, end of the week. You guys can come through that one.
I'll be
there. All right.
Well, look, we're not going to keep you. Before we let you go, all our guests, we ask them the same question, but you got to zip through this, though. You got to do it. You an MC, you got to zip through it. All right?
Got you.
Your top three MCs of all time, top three groups of all time, and top three producers of all time. Let's get it.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is such a hard question. Top three MCs. I can probably say that with no question. It's weird because everybody probably wouldn't think this, for me at least. I mean, I could definitely say Tech N9ne from the West Coast is number three. Because
right.
I've always felt he was different under the radar but said some crazy shit. Number two, Nas. And and of course, number one is going to be Soul. Everybody's going to be mad at me, but I'm sorry, B. Sean Price is number one and will forever be.
Yeah! That's my first Sean Price. I love it.
Sean Price, I think he lyrically, I don't think anybody's seen him. Groups. Top three, Salt and Pepper, Wu-Tang, and number one, Fugees, because they made more of an impact than any other group in history. And producers, holy crap, all of Batman. producer-wise, I'm going to say Blaze is number three, and then the other two probably some unknowns because it's been really weird, but my brother Jess James Figueroa, and top spot, even though he's a rapper, I have to say his music is actually music, and I'm going to say Kanye West is number one for me.
Okay.
I mean, Premier is legendary.
Alright. Well, sis,
yes.
Love you, man. Love you. Proud of you. All of that, man. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank you for calling in. As Big Six Man
Don't
Radio, you always got
me.
A home here. Come on, man. It's no brainer, son. No brainer. So look. Don't hang up because we want to get a drop from you, all right?
No problem, baby.
All right. Six Man Radio, we'll be back. Nego.
A brother who ain't dissing, slinging this and that, cause this and that was missing. The set has been injected, the tribe has been perfected. Oh yes, it's been selected, the art makes it protected. Afrocentric living, Africans be given a lot to the cause, cause the cause has been risen. Some brothers they be slamming, thinking we ain't slamming, coming off like the days when we used to wear the Tanzan. A blue collar talker, hemisphere stalker, a glass of OJ and a 10-mile walker. If you're in a Jeep and you dig what you're hearing, can I get a beep and a side order of cheering. I am what I am. That's the tribal man. We all know the colors. We all must stand. As we start our travels, things they will unravel. Que sera, sera, for this unit is like gravel. Won't be gone for long. Listen to the song. If you can't pull it, all you gotta do is
push it along, push it along, push it along. Yeah, push it along, push it along. Push it along, yeah, push it along. Push it along, push it along. Push it along, yeah, push it along. Push it along, push it along. Push it along, yeah, push it along.
Put one up for the fifer. It's time to decipher the ills of the world, make the situation brighter. The clock is always ticking. The system should be kicking like the Tibetan ham and eggs. I eat chicken, chicken, chicken. Should I release the lever of the clever? Embellish all the funk as we start to endeavor. The roars of the rap. Filling up the gap with a smash of a hand and a little toe tap.
The boom, the bip, the boom, bip indicates to the brothers that we be on the flip tip. Tony starts to crumble, funky rhythm rubbles through the dance wall, but my anthem is humble. It's the nitty gritty, my time is itty bitty, so I kick this last for the gipper and the witty. This ain't trial and error, more like tribe and error. Constantly ruled as some sort of tribal terror. The street can't depart from the bloody heart. Repair the wear and tear, don't stop for a start. Won't be gone for long. Listen to the song. If you can't pull it, all you gotta do is
push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along.
Sorry the Kid, the Yurtman himself,
and I'm here stamping Six Man Radio, the home of adult and contemporary hip-hop and R&B. And if y'all ain't rocking with it, your bum sauce, baby. Yeah.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another good one, hey? Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, man.
Sarah Connor, man.
Yeah, shout to Sarah Connor, yo. Shout to her.
She's something else, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say? She's something else.
Yeah. On the MC tip and the fact that there's this crew, not even a crew, even larger than that of MCs that are females that battle.
That's crazy.
To know that it is strong like that because, yeah, like she said, like I thought it was like a rare thing, but no, this is like really growing and.
Yeah.
They're doing it now with Smack DVD. So yeah, shout out to Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
One of the fabulous female MCs that are on the battlegrounds right now doing their thing. So that was a dope interview. Mm-hmm.
Apparently it is not a game, right?
No, not a game.
Word up. Also, yo, check it out, man. I want to give a shout out to a very special person, man. Happy birthday to Poetic. Word up. Shout to Poe. Happy birthday. Happy motherfucking birthday, nigga. Yo, wait a minute. Wait, hold on, because I got a... Man, listen, Poetic is very, 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 very good friend of mine. And I want to sing happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you.
Singing it to you.
Listen. Yeah. I say happy birthday to you.
Damn. That's love.
Word up. Nah, I got to do that because a lot of people don't even know. There would be no Six Man Radio if
That's
it was
right.
not for the innovation of Poetic, man. So, like I was saying, happy birthday to Poetic. Happy motherfucking birthday. To your old ass.
And then it
Yeah, nigga.
Happy
yeah.
birthday, Poetic. Damn, I didn't even know
yeah.
it was her birthday today.
Yeah, man. Word up. Shout out to her. So we're going to put the beat back on. Okay. All right, man. Yo, it was another great show. You know, shout out to Bangham Smurf. Shout out to Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Once again, shout out to you, Nate.
Thank you. Shout out to yourself as well.
Shout
out to XL.
Yeah.
The kid.
Yeah. Shout out to XL.
Holding it down.
You already
know. Music out right now. It's going to be a horrible day of fresh real soon.
Yep. We matter of fact, we're going to get into one of XL joints, but on the way out. Sound good?
Definitely.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So, yo, next week, what are we going to have? We're going to have Young B. From Chicken Noodle Soup. Y'all remember? Y'all remember?
She's still doing big things. She's still out there grinding.
Word up. Yeah, she's doing her thing. So y'all need to tune in next week. We got her on. And I think it was Ill and Al Scratch. Yeah, it was. It was Brooklyn Uptown Connection is their new name now. They were formerly Ill and Al Scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, y'all gonna want to tune in for this one. It was crazy. It was off the hook. They definitely still at it.
And we out of here, man. Six Man
yeah.
Radio.
See y'all next Saturday. Well, y'all hear us next Saturday.
God willing. You heard. Y'all be good now. Y'all come back now. You hear? Six Man Radio. We'll see y'all next week. Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.
I think.
Cells that repeat.
508. No, it's been a long time coming.
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
Cells, get em.
Into the mind of an animal wounded, backed into a corner, so it's understandable. If I lash out at weak niggas who run their mandibles, tuck hot to the sun, but couldn't hold the candle to me. I'm technically skilled, plus I got the intangible. Don't need to sniff bath salts for me to turn cannibal on you niggas, cause you already fooled. Fresh meat to piranhas, we school. You lost niggas, so move, cause you at the wrong end of the pool. Took a hike and bumped into some wolves, what do you do? And we all starving. I'm not here to beg y'all pardons. We 100 deep and we all spartans. Wayne got you all Martians. Well, I'm good right here on planet Earth. Nigga, I am the dirt, the feeling when your hammer burst. I handle jerk with wisdom, precision when I plan the murder. So when I detonate, ain't no way a nigga can alert the opposition, cause I'm coming for y'all. Top speed, feel strong enough to run through a wall. I didn't know for the fame you had to cut off your balls. Swag got you niggas attitude false, cause really you spin racks on the Gucci, but you walk into your mama shit hanging on the porch with your niggas in the conglomerate. I'm about to catch that rap like they stacked up, but we dap up when I see him on that back bus. All I'm saying is stop and leave it alone. Be real with the public, cause when the real get discovered and you get exposed, you can't come back from it. So cut it or you stop from it. It's fucked up, XL. I'm here to let you know your luck's up, the run's over. Finish line for you dumb fucks, come closer. So you can see when I untuck the jewels. For your ears, leave your mind on stuck. Yeah, cell therapy, killing with the bars while I soothe my soul. The dynamic kinda odd, came for pleasure. I heal others with my scars. And right by showing them I'm wrong. It's real life, it's much deeper than a song. I wanna trap minds, I don't care what you on. I said, it's much deeper than a song. I want minds, I don't care what you on. Cock.
Hey yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, representing LB Fam. We up in the building. You already know, man, it's the Six Man Radio, that adult contemporary hip-hop, you know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
Lean on me.
Lean on me.
Can I get it yet? No, why?
I ain't happy, cause I came back for these troubles to grab me, and they've gotten a hold on me. My oh my, things ain't what they used to be. Look to me like Eastside got problems. Now it's time to see what we can do to solve them. Change for the better, let a new rule be enforced in school so we can get rid of all the bad apples in the bunch. Clean off the walls and cook better lunch. The students in class what it should be. Stop roaming the halls and could we breathe? Eliminate the drug situation. Stop smoking and getting education. Blank blank would change the whole scenery. You need help? Well, hey, lean on me.
Yeah. Look out, she up. Yeah.
Man, let's go.
Yeah. No DMs on this one, man. Nah, man. You gon' like this. Retweet this, man. I tell her, I say,
pose.
Click, click.
Pose.
Click, click.
Pose.
Click.
Look
at ya. She a bathroom model. Look out, she a bathroom model.
Pose.
Click, click.
Pose.
Click, click.
Pose.
Click.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Look out,
she a bathroom model.
Yeah.
And he done went and wiped her. Look. She a bad bitch, you can't tell her different. Up up on the latest fashion, she's not terrific. She a model in a bathroom, to be specific, quick pick. Avatars, I ain't even mad at y'all. But just a little tip, when I zoom in, I'm really looking to check out how clean the room is. Ass fat, why is dirty where your bath at? Man, in the type of bras I laugh at. Twitter got them gas, niggas stay thirsty. Photo shoots on her iPhone, mercy. No toilet paper, that's why the shorties hate her. I don't take her serious, so how? I'm a data. Wipe that toothpaste off your mirror. Watch some dirty washcloths. That's when I'm a hero.
Tell her pose.
Click, click.
Oh shit.
Her baby crying, so she ain't focused. Look at her.
Click, pose. Click,
pose. Click, pose.
Click.
Look at her. She a bathroom model.
Look at her.
You ain't Beyonce and you ain't Rihanna.
No
welfare recipient, period, comma. Delirious drama. You ought to be ashamed, baby girl, cause you somebody mama. Clean your shit bowl, then get bold.
Yeah.
She got the evil 3D and that shit goes. But ain't cop Ajax for her striptease. You a jump off, bitch, please. I blame these niggas, make her step it up. Took a pick down, damn, she should've left it up. I'm showing niggas in the stew how these Twitter bitches do. Yeah, we like ass, but we like clean bitches too. Bathroom nasty, you probably got a virus. Look her dead in the iris. Pussy got a lot of mileage. You ain't fly, bitch, you talking to a pilot.
Pose, click, pose, click, pose, click, pose, click. And look out, she a bathroom model. And he don't wear white, the bathroom model.
To the R-E-C-I-O, U.S. lay low or die slow. If you ain't feeling how I roll, you should stop worrying about shit you can't control. I live like a queen, you live like a flint. Money in a thing, bitch, my crib got wings. I don't call them haters, call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, calling it translated. My face moving gated, crocodile all street. Like they held George Cleverly hostage. They hold me down like a harness, pushing up more class.
Hey, everything is A, okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now ballin', hey. Bring us some Don P and Mo Way, hey. Bring us some Cristal and Rose, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, I'm on now. Everything is.
Yo, what's crack for like Mr. King of the motherfucking West Coast? Hanging out with my nigga Nemo. You know we on Dub CNN. You know what time it is. West or nut, motherfucker. West, West, y'all.
I was chilling right around my way. 21st, east side of the beach. This motherfucker ran up on me talking shit with his homies like he was a straight G. Asking where I'm from while he running up. Gang bang my set on every one of them. Some things, sons, they just won't change. Fools don't respect nothing but the gang bang. What's seen is what's saw, dog, is the law. I had you niggas running like a marathon. Lil G's trying to creep on the ease with it. Talking about they gon' get my chain and they gon' leave with it. But they don't know. Once they get close, it's tic-tac-toe. Three motherfuckers laid on the floor. Yeah, this happened yesterday. On the West, they spray. I heard a S.A. say, he said,
I thought you won't believe
and they act real hard.
And what they do?
They twist their fingers, say, you know who we are. He said, I don't give a fuck, ain't Snoop Doggy Dog.
Uh-huh.
They keep talking and it went too far. So Snoopy, he went straight through the trunk of his car.
And what'd he get?
He got his gun and they start running hard. He started firing and then he just charged.
Run, nigga, run, nigga. Duck, nigga, duck, nigga. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, nigga, duck, nigga, duck, nigga. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, motherfucker, run.
Man. Radio.